Bordering Washington, Virginia picks a new governor Tuesday. Trailing in the polls is Republican candidate Ken Cuccinelli, a fierce critic of President Obama's signature health care law.
Obamacare represents one of the largest and most reckless expansions of government in the more than 200-year history of our nation.
The rhetoric echoes that of Republican lawmakers whose dogged opposition to Obamacare helped provoke last month's partial U.S. government shutdown. Some political observers would view a loss by Cuccinelli to Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe as a rebuke of the Republican Party as a whole and a possible indicator of trouble for the party in next year's midterm congressional elections. Republican prospects are considerably brighter in New Jersey, where Governor Chris Christie is expected to win re-election. Christie has not shied from national issues and recently commented on U.S. spying activities.
I have always felt like these programs are necessary and important, but they have to have appropriate oversight.
Christie's success in a traditionally Democratic-leaning state has drawn national attention and speculation he will run for president in 2016, a possibility the governor is not ruling out.
We'll see what happens.
Meanwhile, the issue of gay rights returns to Capitol Hill this week. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote on a bill to prevent employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The measure has the backing of majority Democrats as well as President Obama. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We're making clear to every senator who may be on the fence or may not have expressed support for it that we strongly believe that a yes vote is the right vote on this legislation. So we're
should it pass the Senate, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act's fate in the Republican-led House of Representatives is far from clear. In many U.S. states, gay people have no legal recourse if they are fired on the basis of sexual orientation. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.